In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
Are the 12 infallible Imams included in the sanctity of Allah? Almighty Allah says, "And whoever respects the sanctified ordinances of Allah, it is better for him with his Lord." The Holy Quran 22:30. Respect is a matter in blessing whose observance is necessary, and its insult and disrespect is disallowed. Some commentators say that it refers to the rituals of Hajj, and some have said that it refers to the Kaaba, Mecca, the Haram, or respected months, and the sanctified mosque, Masjidul Haram. The Blessed Ibn Babawayh narrates, with authentic chains, from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that there are three sanctities of Allah, and nothing equals them in this regard. 1. The Book of Allah, which is Allah's wisdom and light. 2. The Holy Kaaba, which is the prayer direction, Qibla, for the people, and a person's prayer is not accepted if he prays in some other direction. 3. The Ali Muhammad, alayhimas salam. Among the Bakris and Omaris, there is a tradition from Abu Sa'id Qadri that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "There are three venerated things near Allah. Allah will protect the religion and worldly matters of those who maintain their respect. And one who does not maintain their respect, the Almighty would not protect any of his matters, and those respects are: 1. Respect of Islam. 2. My respect. 3. Respect of my Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam." There is a tradition from Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari that, he says, "I heard the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, on the Day of Judgment, three things would complain. 1. Holy Quran. 2. The Mosque. 3. My Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam." The Holy Quran would say, "O Allah, changes have been made in me, and I have been torn apart." The mosque would complain, "I was left empty, and was disrespected." And my Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam, would say, "O Allah, we were killed by the unjust people, and they removed us from our homes, leaving us homeless. At that time, I would sit with folded legs, to contend with the people, and the Almighty Allah would say, 'In this matter, I have more right to contend with these people.'" From the Bakhari and Omari narrators, Dale Amy has narrated in Firdaus al-Akbar, a tradition that Allah has five most celebrated respects. 1. Respect for the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 2. Respect for the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet, alayhi salam. 3. Respect for the Book of Allah. 4. Respect for Kaaba. 5. Respect of the Believer. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar, from authentic chains, has narrated from Imam Muzak Azim, alayhi salam, and he quotes his respected father that, the verse, "And whoever respects the sanctified ordinances of Allah," refers to three venerated objects, and their respect is obligatory on everyone, and whoever leaves even one of them has associated someone or something with Allah. First is the respect of the Kaaba, which is made respectful by Allah. Second, rendering ineffective the Book of Allah, and acting against it. And thirdly, to sever our love and obedience which was made incumbent by Allah. From this verse, and from authentic traditions, from Shias and Bakris and Omaris, it is apparent that to respect the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the guiding infallible Imams, alayhimas salam, in their lifetime or after their martyrdom is obligatory. In the same way, it is obligatory to accord respect to all those things that are associated with them, like their mausoleums and their tomb enclosures, Zari, their relics, sayings, descendants, and the Sayyids who follows their way, and the narrators of their traditions, and the scholars of their sciences, because their respect is due to the respect of those noble personages.